Hey there, fellow seekers. Welcome to another episode of Journey to Self. Today, we're embarking on a deep dive into the art of crafting a life that's not just lived, but truly flourished. We're talking about uncovering your authentic self, setting your sights on a vision that sets your soul on fire, and navigating the inevitable challenges with resilience and grace. Whether you're feeling a bit lost at sea, or simply seeking a fresh dose of inspiration, this episode is packed with insights and practical tips to help you steer your ship towards a more meaningful and fulfilling existence. So grab a cup of tea, settle into your favorite cozy spot, and let's embark on this journey of self-discovery and transformation together. We'll explore the power of self-discovery, the importance of setting goals, overcoming obstacles, nurturing relationships, and so much more. Get ready to uncover hidden depths within yourself, challenge your assumptions, and embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd be honored if you'd hit that like button and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the message of self-discovery and personal growth far and wide. So, are you ready to dive in? Let's get started. 1. Figuring out yourself and what you want, your inner compass. All right, folks, let's kick things off with the first and arguably most crucial step in this whole life transformation journey. Figuring out who you are and what you truly want. Think of it like this. You're sailing across the vast ocean of life. To reach your destination, you need a compass. And that compass, it's your personal values and goals. Without them, you're adrift, tossed about by the waves of circumstance, never quite sure where you're headed or why. So, how do we find this inner compass? Well, it's not always easy. It takes some serious soul-searching, some trial and error, and a whole lot of listening to that quiet voice inside you. It's about peeling back the layers, the expectations, the shoulds and shouldn'ts, to uncover the authentic you underneath. Let's talk about values first. These are the guiding principles that give your life direction. They're the things you hold dear, the things you're willing to fight for, the things that make you say, "This is what matters to me." Maybe your values include honesty, kindness, or creativity. Maybe they're about family, adventure, or making a difference in the world. Whatever they are, they're unique to you, and they form the bedrock of your inner compass. Now, let's talk about goals. If values are your compass, goals are your map. They're the specific destinations you want to reach on your journey. Maybe you want to start a business, write a book, or travel the world. Maybe your goals are more personal, like building stronger relationships or improving your health. The key is to make sure your goals align with your values. If they don't, you'll end up feeling unfulfilled, like you're chasing something that doesn't truly matter to you. As the Stoics would say, the obstacle is the way. The challenges we face in life can actually help us clarify our values and goals, revealing what truly matters to us in the face of adversity. So, how do we put all this into practice? Let's say you value creativity, but you're stuck in a job that feels soul-sucking. Your goal might be to find a career that allows you to express your creativity. That could mean anything from becoming a freelance artist to starting a side hustle that lets you explore your passions. Or maybe you value family, but you've been so busy with work that you've neglected your relationships. Your goal might be to spend more quality time with your loved ones, creating memories that will last a lifetime. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. It's okay if you don't have all the answers right away. The important thing is to keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep listening to your inner compass. As the philosopher Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." So take some time to reflect on your values and goals. What truly matters to you? What kind of life do you want to create? Once you have a clearer sense of your inner compass, you'll be well on your way to a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Digging deeper, the philosophical roots. Now let's take a moment to geek out a little and explore the philosophical underpinnings of this whole self-discovery thing. The ancient Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, were all about living in alignment with nature and virtue. They believed that true happiness comes from focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, our character, and accepting what we can't. In today's world, this translates to taking responsibility for your life, focusing on your personal growth, and not getting caught up in things you can't change. It's about finding inner peace amidst the chaos. Modern day examples. Okay, enough philosophy for now. Let's bring this back to the real world. Think about someone you admire, someone who seems to have their life together. What is it about them that you respect? Chances are, it's their strong sense of self and their commitment to their values and goals. Maybe it's your friend who quit her corporate job to start a bakery because she valued creativity and community. Or maybe it's your uncle who volunteers at the local soup kitchen every week because he values service and compassion. These people aren't perfect, but they've figured out what matters to them, and they're living their lives accordingly. That's the kind of clarity and purpose we're all striving for. Your turn. Now, it's time to turn the spotlight on you. Grab a journal or open a blank document on your computer. Start brainstorming your values and goals. Don't worry about being perfect or having it all figured out. Just let your thoughts flow. Here are some questions to get you started. What are the things that make you feel most alive? What are the causes or issues you're passionate about? What kind of impact do you want to make on the world? What are the qualities you admire in others? What kind of person do you want to be? Remember, this is your personal journey. There's no right or wrong answer. The most important thing is to be honest with yourself and to keep exploring until you find what resonates with your soul. Wrapping up. Figuring out yourself and what you want is the foundation for building a life of purpose and fulfillment. It's about discovering your inner compass, setting goals that align with your values, and taking action to create the life you envision. It's not always easy, but it's worth it, because when you're living in alignment with your true self, you'll experience a sense of peace, joy, and satisfaction that can't be found any other way. 2. The importance of having a vision, your North Star. All right, so we've dug deep and uncovered our values and goals. That's our inner compass, pointing us in the right direction. But now what? How do we actually set sail and navigate the sometimes choppy waters of life? That's where having a vision comes in. Think of your vision as your North Star. It's that shining beacon in the distance, guiding you through the darkness, reminding you where you're headed even when the going gets tough. It's the big picture, the dream, the ultimate goal that makes all those smaller steps worthwhile. Why is having a vision so important? Well, without a vision, life can feel like a random series of events, a chaotic jumble of to-dos and distractions. You might find yourself reacting to circumstances instead of proactively shaping your own destiny. It's like being on a ship without a rudder, at the mercy of the winds and currents. But when you have a clear vision, everything changes. You have a sense of purpose, a reason to get out of bed in the morning. You have a filter for making decisions, a way to evaluate opportunities and say yes to the things that move you closer to your vision and no to the things that don't. Creating a strong personal vision. So, how do you create a vision that's powerful enough to guide your life? It's not about some vague, wishy-washy dream. It's about getting specific, painting a vivid picture of the future you want to create. Think about all areas of your life, your career, your relationships, your health, your personal growth. What do you want those areas to look like in 5, 10, even 20 years? Don't be afraid to dream big, but also be realistic. Your vision should be something you believe is achievable, even if it requires stretching yourself and stepping outside your comfort zone. Setting goals. The stepping stones. Once you have a vision, it's time to break it down into smaller, more manageable chunks. That's where goals come in. Think of them as the stepping stones that will lead you to your ultimate destination. Your goals should be SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Instead of saying, "I want to be healthier," a SMART goal would be, "I will exercise for 30 minutes 3 times a week and eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day for the next 3 months." The impact of a clear plan. Having a clear vision and a set of goals is like having a roadmap for your life. It gives you a sense of direction and helps you stay focused even when faced with distractions or setbacks. Think about it this way. If you're driving to a new city, you wouldn't just hop in the car and start driving aimlessly. You'd use a map or GPS to plan your route, and you'd make adjustments along the way if needed. The same goes for life. A clear plan helps you navigate the twists and turns, anticipate challenges, and celebrate milestones along the way. It gives you a sense of control and empowers you to take charge of your own destiny. Real-life examples. Let's look at a couple of real-life examples to illustrate the power of a vision. The aspiring entrepreneur. Imagine a young woman who dreams of opening her own coffee shop. Her vision includes a cozy space where people gather, delicious coffee and pastries, and a welcoming atmosphere. She sets goals to save money, research the market, find the perfect location, and develop a business plan. With each step, she's moving closer to her vision, and her excitement and motivation grow. The fitness enthusiast. Picture a man who wants to complete a marathon. His vision is crossing the finish line, feeling strong and accomplished. He sets goals to train consistently, increase his mileage gradually, and fuel his body properly. Even when he faces setbacks like an injury or a bad run, his vision keeps him going. The philosophical angle. The idea of having a vision and setting goals isn't new. The ancient Stoics emphasized the importance of living in accordance with nature and pursuing a virtuous life. They believed that by focusing on what we can control, our actions, our thoughts, our character, we can create a life of meaning and purpose. Similarly, modern philosophers and psychologists like Jordan Peterson stress the importance of taking responsibility for our lives and setting meaningful goals. They argue that without a clear direction, we're more likely to fall prey to nihilism and despair. Your vision, your journey. Remember, your vision is unique to you. It's not about comparing yourself to others or trying to fit into someone else's mold. It's about discovering what lights your fire and pursuing it with passion and determination. As the poet Mary Oliver wrote, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" So, what's your answer? What's your vision? What are you going to do with this one incredible life you've been given? 3. Getting motivated and taking the first steps. The power of action. Okay, so we've got our inner compass figured out. We've got our North Star shining bright, and we've even mapped out some goals to get us there. But let's be real, sometimes that first step is the hardest. It's easy to get stuck in the planning phase, paralyzed by fear, or overwhelmed by the sheer magnitude of our dreams. So, how do we break free from that inertia and actually start moving? How do we transform those grand visions into concrete actions? That's what we're diving into today. The importance of starting small. You know that saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither is your dream life. Trying to tackle everything at once is a recipe for burnout and discouragement. Instead, embrace the power of small steps. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You wouldn't try to leap to the summit in one go, right? You'd start with a base camp, then tackle one manageable section at a time. Each step, no matter how small, gets you closer to your goal. The Stoics had a term for this, progressively increasing challenges. They believed in gradually expanding your comfort zone, taking on slightly harder tasks as you build confidence and competence. So, if your goal is to write a book, don't try to churn out 1,000 words a day right off the bat. Start with 100 words, then 200, and so on. If you want to get in shape, start with a 15-minute walk, then gradually increase the duration and intensity. Using writing to create a plan. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, but I'm not a writer. That's okay. You don't have to be Shakespeare to benefit from putting your thoughts on paper. Writing is a powerful tool for clarifying your thoughts, organizing your ideas, and creating a concrete plan of action. It forces you to get specific about your goals and the steps you need to take to achieve them. Think of it like a blueprint for your life. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, would you? The same goes for your dreams. A written plan helps you stay on track, make adjustments as needed, and measure your progress. Plus, there's something magical about seeing your goals written down. It makes them feel more real, more tangible, and more achievable. Overcoming the fear of beginning. Okay, let's address the elephant in the room. Fear. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of not being good enough. These fears can hold us back from even taking that first step. But here's the thing. Everyone feels fear. Even the most successful people have moments of doubt and insecurity. The difference is that they don't let fear paralyze them. They acknowledge it, they feel it, and then they take action anyway. As the author Susan Jeffers famously said, "Feel the fear and do it anyway." So how do you overcome the fear of beginning? Here are a few tips. Acknowledge your fear. Don't try to suppress it or pretend it's not there. Recognize that it's normal to feel scared when you're stepping outside your comfort zone. Challenge your negative thoughts. Are your fears based on reality, or are they just stories you're telling yourself? Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with more positive affirmations. Focus on the present moment. Instead of worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, focus on what you can do right now, in this moment, to move closer to your goals. Take small steps. Remember, you don't have to do everything at once. Break down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks and celebrate each victory along the way. Find a supportive community. Surround yourself with people who believe in you and your dreams. Their encouragement and support can make all the difference. Real-life examples. Let's look at a couple of everyday examples of people overcoming their fear of beginning. The shy public speaker. Imagine someone who dreams of giving inspiring talks but is terrified of public speaking. They start by practicing in front of a mirror, then gradually work their way up to small groups of friends and family. Eventually, they gain the confidence to speak in front of larger audiences, sharing their message with the world. The wannabe chef. Picture someone who's always loved cooking, but has never dared to pursue it beyond their own kitchen. They start by taking a cooking class, then experimenting with new recipes at home. They might even start a food blog or share their creations on social media. With each step, they build their skills and confidence, and who knows, maybe one day they'll open their own restaurant. The philosophical takeaway. The idea of taking action in the face of fear is deeply rooted in Stoic philosophy. The Stoics believed that true courage isn't the absence of fear, but the ability to act despite it. They emphasized the importance of focusing on what we can control, our actions, our choices, and accepting what we can't. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." So don't let fear hold you back. Embrace it as a natural part of the journey and use it as fuel to propel you forward. Remember, the only way to overcome fear is to face it head on and take that first step. Your turn. Now, it's your turn to take action. What's one small step you can take today to move closer to your vision? Write it down, commit to it, and then go do it. Don't let fear hold you back any longer. The world is waiting for you to unleash your full potential. 4. Never stop learning and growing. The lifelong journey. All right, folks, we've talked about finding our inner compass, setting our sights on a vision, and taking those crucial first steps. But here's the thing about life. It's not a static destination. It's a dynamic journey. The world is constantly changing, and so are we. That's why it's so important to embrace the idea of lifelong learning and growth. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to stop eating once you've had one good meal, right? You need to keep nourishing your body to stay healthy and strong. Well, the same goes for your mind and spirit. You need to keep feeding them with new knowledge, new skills, and new experiences to keep growing and evolving. The value of continuous learning. In today's fast-paced world, the skills you learned yesterday might be obsolete tomorrow. Technology is advancing at breakneck speed. Industries are being disrupted, and the job market is constantly shifting. If you're not actively learning and adapting, you risk getting left behind. But it's not just about keeping up with the times. Continuous learning has a profound impact on your personal growth and well-being. It expands your horizons, challenges your assumptions, and opens up new possibilities. It keeps your mind sharp, your curiosity alive, and your spirit young. As the philosopher Heraclitus famously said, "The only constant in life is change." Embracing this truth and committing to lifelong learning is key to navigating the ever-evolving landscape of life. Gaining new skills, expanding your toolkit. Think of your skills as your toolbox. The more tools you have, the more equipped you are to handle whatever life throws your way. Whether it's learning a new language, mastering a musical instrument, or developing leadership skills, each new skill adds another layer of depth and richness to your life. It's not just about practical skills either. Learning about history, philosophy, or art can enrich your understanding of the world and your place in it. It can spark new ideas, ignite your passions, and deepen your appreciation for the human experience. Real life examples. Let's take a look at some examples of people who've embraced lifelong learning and reaped the rewards. The career changer. Imagine someone who spent years in a corporate job, but always dreamed of working with animals. They decide to go back to school and become a veterinarian, pursuing their passion and finding a more fulfilling career. The language learner. Picture someone who's always wanted to travel the world. They start learning a new language, opening up opportunities to connect with people from different cultures and experience the world in a whole new way. The coding enthusiast. Think of someone who's fascinated by technology. They teach themselves how to code, unlocking a world of possibilities for creating websites, apps, and even starting their own tech company. The philosophical connection. The pursuit of knowledge and self-improvement has been a central theme in philosophy for centuries. The ancient Greeks believed in the concept of paideia, which encompassed not only formal education, but also the cultivation of character and virtue. Similarly, the Stoics emphasized the importance of constantly striving to become the best version of ourselves. They believed that wisdom and virtue are lifelong pursuits, and that we should never stop learning and growing. As Seneca wrote, "As long as you live, keep learning how to live." Your turn. So, what are you curious about? What skills have you always wanted to learn? What new experiences are calling your name? Don't let age or circumstances hold you back. It's never too late to start learning and growing. Sign up for that class, pick up that book, or try that new hobby you've been putting off. Remember, the journey of self-discovery and personal growth is a lifelong adventure. Embrace it with open arms, and you'll discover a world of possibilities you never knew existed. 5. Dealing with obstacles and setbacks. Navigating life's detours. All right, let's get real for a minute. Life isn't always a smooth ride. In fact, it's more like a roller coaster, full of ups and downs, twists and turns, and the occasional loop-de-loop that leaves you feeling a bit queasy. So, how do we deal with those inevitable obstacles and setbacks? How do we keep our cool when things don't go according to plan? That's what we're tackling in this lesson. Recognizing mental and physical obstacles. First things first, we need to acknowledge that obstacles come in all shapes and sizes. Some are external, like losing a job, facing a health crisis, or dealing with a difficult relationship. Others are internal, like self-doubt, fear, or procrastination. And sometimes it's a combination of both. Maybe you're trying to start a business, but you're plagued by imposter syndrome and fear of failure. Or maybe you're training for a marathon, but you're dealing with an injury that's slowing you down. The key is to recognize these obstacles for what they are, challenges to be overcome, not roadblocks that stop you in your tracks. As the Stoics would say, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Strategies for overcoming frustration. Let's face it, setbacks can be frustrating. It's natural to feel disappointed, angry, or even defeated when things don't go our way. But dwelling on those negative emotions won't get us anywhere. Instead, we need to develop strategies for managing frustration and bouncing back stronger than ever. Here are a few ideas. Practice mindfulness. When you're feeling overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths and focus on the present moment. Observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and remind yourself that this too shall pass. Reframe your perspective. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, view them as opportunities for learning and growth. Ask yourself, What can I learn from this experience? How can I use this to become better? Seek support. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or a therapist for support. Talking about your challenges can help you gain clarity and perspective. Take a break. Sometimes the best thing you can do is step away from the situation for a while. Go for a walk, listen to music, or do something that brings you joy. Focus on what you can control. Remember, you can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control how you respond. Focus on the things you can influence, like your attitude, your effort, and your actions. Handling everyday challenges. Life is full of everyday challenges, from traffic jams to spilled coffee to missed deadlines. It's easy to let these little things get under our skin and ruin our day. But here's the secret. It's all about perspective. The Stoics believed in the concept of amor fati, or love of fate. This means accepting everything that happens to you, both good and bad, as part of the grand tapestry of life. It's about finding the good even in difficult situations and recognizing that challenges are an inevitable part of the human experience. So, the next time you're stuck in traffic, instead of getting angry, use that time to listen to a podcast or catch up on phone calls. If you spill your coffee, laugh it off and grab a napkin. And if you miss a deadline, learn from the experience and make adjustments to prevent it from happening again. Real-life examples. Let's look at a couple of real-life examples of people handling obstacles and setbacks with grace and resilience. The single parent juggling work and family. Imagine a single parent who's struggling to balance the demands of work and raising children. They might feel overwhelmed and frustrated at times, but they find ways to cope. They might create a schedule, delegate tasks, or seek support from friends and family. They focus on the love they have for their children and the strength they find in overcoming challenges. The entrepreneur facing financial difficulties. Picture an entrepreneur whose business is facing financial difficulties. They might feel discouraged and tempted to give up, but they persevere. They seek advice from mentors, explore new strategies, and make tough decisions to keep their business afloat. They remind themselves of their passion for their work and the impact they're making in the world. The philosophical perspective. The ability to deal with obstacles and setbacks is a hallmark of resilience, a quality that's been valued by philosophers throughout history. The Stoics, in particular, emphasized the importance of inner strength and the ability to endure hardship. As Epictetus said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Modern-day thinkers like Viktor Frankl, who survived the Holocaust, also highlight the importance of finding meaning even in the most difficult circumstances. They argue that our ability to choose our attitude and our response to adversity is what ultimately defines us. Your turn. So, the next time you face a challenge, remember these lessons. Acknowledge your feelings, reframe your perspective, seek support, and focus on what you can control. And above all, remember that obstacles are not roadblocks, they're detours on the road to your dreams. Embrace the journey with all its twists and turns, and you'll emerge stronger, wiser, and more resilient than ever before. 6. Being flexible and adapting to change. Rolling with the punches. All right, folks, let's face it. Life is unpredictable. It throws curveballs, changes the game plan, and sometimes even moves the goalposts entirely. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, something unexpected happens, and you're forced to pivot, adjust, and maybe even completely rethink your strategy. So, how do we navigate these inevitable twists and turns? How do we stay resilient and adaptable in the face of change? That's what we're exploring in this lesson. The impermanence of life. The ancient philosophers, particularly the Buddhists, had a lot to say about the impermanence of life. They recognized that everything is in a constant state of flux. Nothing stays the same forever. This can be a tough pill to swallow, especially when we get attached to things being a certain way. But here's the thing. Resisting change is like trying to hold back the tide. It's futile and exhausting. Instead, we need to learn to flow with the current, to bend like a reed in the wind instead of breaking like a rigid tree. As the Buddha taught, all conditioned things are impermanent. Embracing this truth is the first step towards becoming more flexible and adaptable. The art of adaptation. Adaptation is the key to survival, not just in the natural world, but in our personal lives as well. Think about it. Animals that can't adapt to changing environments eventually die out. The same goes for us. If we cling to rigid beliefs and behaviors, we'll struggle to thrive in a world that's constantly evolving. So, how do we become more adaptable? It's about cultivating a mindset of openness and curiosity, a willingness to learn and grow, and a healthy dose of humility. Here are a few tips. Embrace uncertainty. Instead of fearing the unknown, see it as an opportunity for adventure and discovery. Challenge your assumptions. Be willing to question your beliefs and consider new perspectives. Develop a growth mindset. See challenges as opportunities to learn and improve, rather than threats to your ego. Practice flexibility. Be willing to adjust your plans and strategies as circumstances change. Cultivate resilience. Learn to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. Real-life examples. Let's look at some examples of people who've mastered the art of adaptation. The laid-off worker who reinvented their career. Imagine someone who loses their job unexpectedly. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, they take the opportunity to retrain and pursue a new career path they're passionate about. The couple navigating a long-distance relationship. Picture a couple who's forced to live apart due to work or other circumstances. They find creative ways to stay connected, using technology to bridge the distance and prioritizing quality time when they're together. The student adapting to online learning. Think of a student who's suddenly thrust into online learning due to a pandemic. They might struggle at first, but they learn to adapt, developing new study habits and finding ways to stay engaged and motivated. The philosophical perspective. The ability to adapt to change has been a topic of philosophical discussion for centuries. The Stoics, for example, emphasized the importance of accepting what we can't control and focusing on what we can. They believed that by cultivating inner strength and resilience, we can weather any storm. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Modern-day thinkers like Nassim Taleb, author of Anti-Fragile, argue that we should strive to become not just resilient, but anti-fragile, that is, able to benefit from shocks and stresses. He suggests that by embracing uncertainty and volatility, we can actually thrive in a world that's constantly changing. Your turn. So, how do you handle change in your own life? Are you rigid and resistant, or are you flexible and adaptable? Think about a time when you faced an unexpected challenge. How did you respond? What did you learn from the experience? Remember, change is an inevitable part of life. The more we can embrace it, the more we can grow and thrive. So the next time life throws you a curveball, take a deep breath, adjust your stance, and swing for the fences. You might just surprise yourself with what you're capable of. 7. Taking care of yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup. All right, folks, let's take a little detour from the grand visions and lofty goals for a moment and talk about something equally important. Taking care of yourself. Now, I know this might sound a bit touchy-feely, but trust me, it's crucial. You can't build a fulfilling life, achieve your dreams, or even be there for others if you're running on empty. It's like trying to drive a car with no gas. You're not going to get very far. Prioritizing mental and physical health. Think of your body and mind as a finely tuned machine. If you don't maintain it, it's going to break down. That's why prioritizing your mental and physical health isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have. On the physical side, we're talking about the basics: eating nutritious food, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, and seeing a doctor for checkups. It's not rocket science, but it's amazing how many of us neglect these simple things. On the mental side, it's about managing stress, cultivating healthy coping mechanisms, and seeking professional help if needed. We all have our struggles, whether it's anxiety, depression, or just the everyday pressures of life. Ignoring those struggles won't make them go away. It'll just make them worse. The importance of self-love and self-esteem. Now let's talk about something a little less tangible, but equally important. Self-love and self-esteem. This isn't about being narcissistic or self-absorbed. It's about recognizing your own worth and treating yourself with kindness and compassion. Think about it. If you don't love and respect yourself, how can you expect others to? And if you're constantly beating yourself up over mistakes or perceived shortcomings, how can you ever feel truly happy and fulfilled? As the philosopher and psychologist Nathaniel Brandon said, "The first step toward change is awareness. The second step is acceptance. Accepting yourself, flaws and all, is the foundation for building healthy self-esteem." How to take care of yourself? Like you would care for others. Here's a simple but powerful exercise. Imagine you're taking care of a loved one who's going through a tough time. How would you treat them? You'd probably offer them words of encouragement, cook them a healthy meal, make sure they get enough rest, and maybe even give them a hug. Now turn that same care and compassion inward. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a friend. Nourish your body with healthy food, prioritize rest and relaxation, and give yourself a break when you need it. Remember, you're not a machine. You're a human being with needs and limitations. It's okay to say no to things, to set boundaries, and to prioritize your own well-being. Real life examples. Let's look at a couple of examples of people prioritizing self-care. The busy mom who schedules me time. Imagine a mom who's constantly juggling work, kids, and household chores. She realizes she's on the verge of burnout, so she starts scheduling me time into her week. Whether it's a yoga class, a bubble bath, or just some quiet time with a good book, she makes self-care a non-negotiable. The workaholic who learns to say no. Picture someone who's always been a high achiever, constantly taking on more and more responsibility at work. They start to realize that their health and relationships are suffering, so they learn to say no to additional projects and prioritize their well-being. The philosophical perspective. The idea of self-care isn't new. The ancient Greeks believed in the concept of sophrosyne, which translates to moderation or self-control. It's about finding balance in all areas of life, including work, pleasure, and rest. Similarly, the Stoics emphasized the importance of living in accordance with nature, which includes taking care of our physical and mental health. They believed that by cultivating inner strength and resilience, we can better handle the challenges of life. As the philosopher Epictetus said, "We have two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." This applies to listening to our own bodies and minds as well. Your turn. So, how are you doing on the self-care front? Are you taking care of yourself like you would care for a loved one? If not, it's time to make some changes. Start small, but be consistent. Make self-care a priority, not an afterthought. Your body, mind, and spirit will thank you. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential. It's the foundation for a happy, healthy, and fulfilling life. 8. The role of friendships and relationships. We're all in this together. All right, let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that's close to all of our hearts. Friendships and relationships. Whether it's your family, your romantic partner, your close friends, or even your broader community, the connections we forge with others play a huge role in shaping our lives and our well-being. Now, I know we live in a world that often glorifies independence and self-reliance, but the truth is, we're wired for connection. We're social creatures, and our relationships provide us with love, support, belonging, and a sense of purpose. Building healthy and fulfilling relationships. So, how do we build relationships that are truly healthy and fulfilling? Well, it's not always easy. It takes effort, communication, compromise, and a whole lot of empathy. Think of it like tending a garden. You can't just plant some seeds and expect them to flourish on their own. You need to water them, weed them, and give them plenty of sunshine. Relationships are the same way. They require constant care and attention to thrive. Here are a few tips for cultivating healthy connections. Be present. When you're with someone, be fully present. Put away your phone, make eye contact, and really listen to what they have to say. Communicate openly and honestly. Don't be afraid to express your thoughts and feelings, but do so in a respectful and constructive way. Practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Set boundaries. It's okay to say no to things and to prioritize your own needs. Healthy relationships respect each other's boundaries. Show appreciation. Let the people in your life know how much you value them. A simple thank you or a heartfelt compliment can go a long way. The impact of social connections on your well-being. Now, let's talk about the science behind all this. Studies have shown that strong social connections are linked to a whole host of benefits, including improved mental health. People with strong social ties are less likely to experience depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues. Increased physical health. Social connection has been linked to a stronger immune system, lower blood pressure, and even a longer lifespan. Enhanced sense of belonging and purpose. Feeling connected to others gives us a sense of community and a reason to get out of bed in the morning. So it's not just about feeling good in the moment. Nurturing your relationships is an investment in your long-term health and happiness. The importance of family and social support. Family is often the first and most important source of social connection in our lives. Whether it's your parents, siblings, children, or extended family, these relationships can provide a sense of belonging, love, and support that's hard to find anywhere else. But family isn't the only source of support. Friends, neighbors, colleagues, and even online communities can all play a vital role in our lives. These connections can offer different perspectives, shared interests, and a sense of camaraderie that enriches our lives in countless ways. As the African proverb goes, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, I'd argue that it takes a village to support us all, no matter our age or stage in life. Real-life examples. Let's look at a couple of examples of how relationships can impact our lives. The supportive friendship. Imagine two friends who've been through thick and thin together. They celebrate each other's successes, offer a shoulder to cry on during tough times, and always know they can count on each other. This kind of friendship provides a sense of security and belonging that's invaluable. The strong family bond. Picture a family that gathers for dinner every Sunday. They share stories, laugh together, and offer support and encouragement. This tradition strengthens their bond and creates a sense of belonging that lasts a lifetime. The philosophical perspective. The importance of human connection has been recognized by philosophers throughout history. Aristotle, for example, considered friendship to be one of the highest forms of human good. He believed that true friendship is based on mutual respect, admiration, and a shared commitment to virtue. Similarly, the Stoics emphasized the importance of community and our interconnectedness with others. They believed that by contributing to the well-being of others, we also contribute to our own happiness and fulfillment. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "What injures the hive injures the bee." Your turn. So, take a moment to reflect on the relationships in your life. Are they healthy and fulfilling? Are you investing the time and energy needed to nurture them? If not, it's time to make some changes. Reach out to a friend you haven't spoken to in a while, plan a family gathering, or join a club or group that aligns with your interests. Remember, we're all in this together. By building strong and supportive relationships, we create a richer, more meaningful life for ourselves and for those around us. 9. Celebrating wins, big and small. The fuel for your journey. All right, folks, let's take a breather from the heavy stuff for a moment and talk about something that's just plain fun. Celebrating our wins. Now, I'm not talking about throwing a massive party every time you check something off your to-do list, although hey, if that's your thing, go for it. I'm talking about recognizing and appreciating the progress you're making, no matter how small. Think of it like this. You're on a road trip and you've got a long way to go. If you only focus on the final destination, the journey can feel endless and exhausting. But if you take the time to appreciate the scenery along the way, to stop and smell the roses, or maybe grab a delicious snack at a roadside diner, the journey becomes a lot more enjoyable. The power of positive reinforcement. Celebrating your wins, big and small, is like giving yourself a pat on the back. It's a way of acknowledging your efforts, recognizing your progress, and reinforcing the positive behaviors that are moving you closer to your goals. It's not just about feeling good either. Positive reinforcement has been shown to increase motivation, boost confidence, and improve overall well-being. It's like adding fuel to your fire, giving you the energy and enthusiasm to keep going, even when the road gets bumpy. Appreciating the small steps. We often get caught up in the pursuit of big, audacious goals, forgetting to appreciate the small steps that lead us there. But those small steps are just as important, if not more so. They're the building blocks of success, the proof that you're making progress, even if it's slow and steady. So don't wait until you've reached the summit to celebrate. Take the time to acknowledge each milestone along the way. Did you finally finish that online course you've been putting off? Celebrate! Did you stick to your workout routine for a whole week? Celebrate! Did you have a difficult conversation with a loved one and come out the other side feeling closer? Celebrate! Using wins as motivation. Celebrating your wins isn't just about basking in the glory of the moment. It's also about using those positive experiences to fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. Think back to a time when you achieved something you were proud of. How did it feel? Did it give you a sense of accomplishment, a boost of confidence, a renewed sense of purpose? Now, imagine harnessing that feeling and using it to propel you towards your next goal. That's the power of celebrating your wins. It creates a positive feedback loop where each success fuels the next. Real-life examples. Let's look at a couple of examples of how celebrating wins can make a difference. The student who rewards themselves for studying. Imagine a student who's struggling to stay motivated. They decide to reward themselves with a small treat, like a piece of chocolate or a favorite TV show, after each study session. This positive reinforcement helps them stay on track and makes studying a little more enjoyable. The entrepreneur who celebrates each new client. Picture an entrepreneur who's just starting out. They make it a point to celebrate each new client they land, whether it's with a happy dance or a celebratory dinner. This helps them stay motivated and reminds them of the progress they're making, even if it's slow at first. The philosophical perspective. The idea of celebrating wins and finding joy in the journey is echoed in various philosophical traditions. The Epicureans, for example, believed in pursuing pleasure and avoiding pain, but they also emphasized the importance of moderation and appreciating the simple things in life. Similarly, the Stoics recognized the value of gratitude and contentment. They believed that by focusing on what we have rather than what we lack, we can cultivate a sense of inner peace and happiness. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." Your turn. So, how do you celebrate your wins? Do you take the time to acknowledge your achievements, or do you tend to brush them off and move on to the next thing? If you're not in the habit of celebrating, I encourage you to start today. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be as simple as writing down your accomplishments in a journal, sharing your good news with a friend, or treating yourself to something you enjoy. Remember, the journey to self-improvement is a marathon, not a sprint. Celebrate the milestones along the way, and you'll find the motivation and inspiration to keep going, even when the going gets tough. 10. Overcoming frustration and mental health challenges. Weathering the storm. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about something that affects us all at some point in our lives. Frustration and mental health challenges. Life can be tough, and sometimes it feels like the weight of the world is on our shoulders. It's important to acknowledge these struggles and learn how to navigate them with resilience and grace. Depression versus the challenges of life. Spotting the difference. First things first, let's talk about the difference between feeling down because life is throwing you lemons and actual clinical depression. It's crucial to distinguish between the two because they require different approaches. life's challenges. Losing a job, going through a breakup, facing financial difficulties can definitely bring you down. It's normal to feel sad, angry, or frustrated in these situations, but these feelings usually pass with time and support. Depression, on the other hand, is a persistent and pervasive sense of hopelessness and despair that interferes with your daily life. It's like a dark cloud that hangs over you, making it hard to enjoy things you once loved, connect with others, or even get out of bed in the morning. If you're struggling with persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, or lack of motivation, it's important to reach out to a mental health professional. They can help you assess your situation and develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Strategies for improving your daily life. Whether you're dealing with a temporary setback or a more serious mental health challenge, there are things you can do to improve your daily life and boost your well-being. Here are a few ideas. Focus on the basics. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, and exercising regularly. These simple things can have a profound impact on your mood and energy levels. Set realistic goals. Don't try to do too much too soon. Break down your goals into smaller, more manageable steps and celebrate each victory along the way. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. Gratitude has been shown to increase happiness and reduce stress. Connect with others. Spend time with people who lift you up and make you feel good about yourself. Social connection is essential for mental and emotional well-being. Do something you enjoy. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, or pursuing a hobby. Seek professional help if needed. If you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide you with support and guidance as you navigate life's challenges. The importance of self-care during crises. When you're facing a crisis, it's more important than ever to prioritize self-care. It's easy to neglect your own needs when you're dealing with a difficult situation, but that's exactly when you need to take extra care of yourself. Think of it like putting on your own oxygen mask first, before helping others on an airplane. You can't be there for others if you're not taking care of yourself. So, during tough times, make sure you're getting enough rest. Sleep is essential for physical and mental recovery. Eating nourishing food. Fuel your body with healthy food to give you the energy you need to cope. Moving your body. Exercise can help reduce stress and boost your mood. Connecting with loved ones. Reach out to people you trust for support and encouragement. Practicing relaxation techniques. Meditation, deep breathing, and other relaxation techniques can help calm your mind and body. Seeking professional help if needed. If you're feeling overwhelmed, don't hesitate to seek professional help. Real life examples. Let's look at a couple of examples of people practicing self-care during challenging times. The grieving person who finds solace in nature. Imagine someone who's recently lost a loved one. They might find comfort in spending time in nature, connecting with the beauty and peace of the natural world. The stressed-out student who prioritizes sleep. Picture a student who's feeling overwhelmed by exams and assignments. They realize they're not functioning at their best, so they make a conscious effort to get more sleep and prioritize rest. The philosophical perspective. The importance of self-care and resilience in the face of adversity has been a recurring theme in philosophy throughout history. The Stoics, for example, believed that we should focus on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, our character, and accept what we can't. As Epictetus said, man is disturbed not by things, but by the views he takes of them. Modern-day thinkers like Brené Brown emphasize the importance of vulnerability and self-compassion. They argue that by embracing our imperfections and allowing ourselves to feel our emotions, we can develop greater resilience and inner strength. Your turn. So, how do you handle frustration and challenges in your own life? Do you have healthy coping mechanisms in place? Are you prioritizing self-care, especially during difficult times? If not, it's time to start developing those skills. Remember, you're not alone in this. Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we respond to those challenges that defines us. By prioritizing self-care, practicing gratitude, and focusing on what you can control, you can navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Remember, even the darkest storms eventually pass, and the sun will shine again. 11th, finding work-life balance. The tightrope walk. All right, folks, let's talk about a challenge that many of us face in today's fast-paced world. Finding work-life balance. It's like walking a tightrope, trying to juggle the demands of our careers with our personal lives, our relationships, and our own well-being. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle, to feel like we need to be on all the time, to sacrifice our personal lives in the pursuit of professional success. But here's the thing, that's not sustainable. It leads to burnout, resentment, and a whole lot of unnecessary stress. The myth of having it all. Let's be honest, the idea of having it all, a thriving career, a perfect family, a social life, and plenty of time for hobbies and self-care, is often just that, an idea. It's a mirage, a fantasy that's rarely achievable in reality. The truth is, life is about choices and trade-offs. There will be times when work demands more of your time and energy, and there will be times when your personal life takes priority. The key is to find a balance that works for you, one that allows you to thrive in all areas of your life, not just one. Achieving balance. It's a dynamic process. Finding work-life balance isn't about achieving some perfect 50-50 split. It's about constantly adjusting and recalibrating as your circumstances change. Think of it like a dance. Sometimes you'll lean more towards work, sometimes more towards your personal life. The important thing is to stay in rhythm, to be mindful of your needs and priorities, and to make adjustments as needed. Avoiding burnout, recognizing the signs. Burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged or excessive stress. It's like running a marathon without ever stopping to rest or refuel. Eventually, you'll hit a wall. So, how do you recognize the signs of burnout before it's too late? Here are a few red flags. Exhaustion, feeling constantly tired, even after a good night's sleep. Cynicism and detachment, feeling negative or apathetic about your work or life in general. Reduced productivity, feeling like you're spinning your wheels and not accomplishing anything. Physical symptoms, headaches, stomach aches, and other physical ailments. If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, it's time to take a step back and reassess your priorities. Don't wait until you're completely burnt out to make changes. Strategies for finding balance. So how do we actually achieve work-life balance and avoid burnout? Here are a few strategies. Set boundaries. Learn to say no to things that don't align with your priorities. it's okay to turn down extra projects or social events if you need time for yourself or your loved ones. Prioritize self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your body, mind, and spirit. This could include exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or pursuing hobbies. Delegate and outsource. Don't try to do everything yourself. Delegate tasks at work and at home, and consider outsourcing tasks that you don't enjoy or aren't good at. Unplug and disconnect. Make time each day to disconnect from technology and be present in the moment. This could mean going for a walk without your phone, having a tech-free dinner with your family, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate or breathe deeply. Communicate your needs. Talk to your employer, your partner, and your loved ones about your needs and priorities. Open and honest communication is key to creating a supportive environment that allows you to thrive. Real-life examples. Let's look at a couple of examples of people finding work-life balance. The remote worker who sets clear boundaries. Imagine someone who works from home. They create a designated workspace, set specific work hours, and communicate those boundaries to their family and colleagues. This helps them stay focused during work hours and fully present during their personal time. The executive who prioritizes family time. Picture a high-powered executive who's always on the go. They make a conscious effort to prioritize family time, scheduling regular date nights with their partner and attending their children's school events. They recognize that their family is their most important priority, and they make time for them, even when their schedule is packed. The philosophical perspective. The concept of balance and moderation has been central to philosophical thought for centuries. The ancient Greeks believed in the golden mean, which is the desirable middle between two extremes. They believed that virtue and happiness lie in finding balance in all areas of life. Similarly, the Stoics emphasized the importance of living in accordance with nature, which includes recognizing our limitations and prioritizing what truly matters. They believed that by focusing on our internal state and cultivating virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, we can achieve a sense of inner peace and fulfillment, regardless of external circumstances. As Seneca wrote, "It's not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." Your turn. So, how's your work-life balance? Are you feeling stretched too thin, or are you finding a rhythm that works for you? If you're struggling, take some time to reflect on your priorities and make some adjustments. Remember, it's not about achieving perfection. It's about finding a sustainable balance that allows you to thrive in all areas of your life. By setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, and communicating your needs, you can create a life that's both fulfilling and sustainable. Remember, you're the conductor of your own symphony. Make sure you're creating a melody that's harmonious and joyful. 12th, inspiring others and making a positive impact. Your ripple effect. All right, folks, we've covered a lot of ground in this podcast so far. We've talked about self-discovery, setting goals, overcoming obstacles, and taking care of ourselves. But now, let's zoom out a bit and consider the bigger picture. How can we use our personal journeys to inspire others and make a positive impact on the world? It's easy to get caught up in our own little bubbles, focusing solely on our own goals and challenges. But the truth is, we're all interconnected. Our actions, our words, and even our attitudes can have a ripple effect, influencing those around us in ways we might not even realize. The power of personal stories. Think about the times you've been inspired by someone else's story. Maybe it was a friend who overcame a major obstacle, a family member who achieved a lifelong dream, or even a stranger whose act of kindness touched your heart. These stories have power. They remind us that anything is possible, that we're not alone in our struggles, and that even small acts of courage and compassion can make a difference. Your own story has that same power. Your journey, with all its ups and downs, twists and turns, can be a source of inspiration for others. By sharing your experiences, your lessons learned, and your hard-won wisdom, you can light the way for others who are navigating their own paths. Leading by example. One of the most powerful ways to inspire others is to simply lead by example. When you live in alignment with your values, pursue your goals with passion, and treat others with kindness and respect, you become a role model for those around you. Think about the people in your life who inspire you. What is it about them that you admire? Chances are it's not just their achievements, but also their character, their integrity, and the way they treat others. As the saying goes, actions speak louder than words. By living a life of integrity and purpose, you become a beacon of hope, showing others what's possible when you dare to dream big and take bold action. Making a positive impact. Paying it forward. Inspiring others is one thing, but how do we actually make a positive impact on the world? It's about taking that inspiration and turning it into action. It's about using your unique talents and skills to contribute to something larger than yourself. This could mean volunteering your time for a cause you care about, mentoring a young person, starting a business that solves a problem, or simply being a kind and supportive friend or family member. Remember, even small acts of kindness can have a ripple effect. A smile, a helping hand, a listening ear. These seemingly insignificant gestures can brighten someone's day and create a chain reaction of positivity. Real-life examples. Let's look at a couple of examples of people making a positive impact. The teacher who inspires students to reach their potential. Imagine a teacher who goes above and beyond to create a supportive and engaging learning environment. They encourage their students to dream big, believe in themselves, and pursue their passions. Years later, those students might look back and credit that teacher with sparking their love of learning and setting them on a path to success. The activist who fights for social justice. Picture someone who's passionate about a particular cause, like environmental protection or human rights. They organize rallies, educate others, and advocate for change. Their actions might inspire others to get involved and create a movement that leads to real progress. The philosophical perspective. The idea of making a positive impact on the world is deeply ingrained in many philosophical traditions. The concept of tikkun olam in Judaism, for example, refers to the idea of repairing the world through acts of kindness and justice. Similarly, the Stoics believed in the importance of contributing to the common good and living in harmony with the natural order of the universe. They saw virtue as the highest good and believed that by cultivating virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, we can create a better world for ourselves and for future generations. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. Your turn." So, how are you using your personal journey to inspire others and make a positive impact? Are you sharing your story, leading by example, or contributing your talents to a cause you care about? If not, I encourage you to start thinking about ways you can make a difference. It doesn't have to be anything grand or heroic. It could be as simple as offering a helping hand to a neighbor, volunteering at a local soup kitchen, or simply being a kind and supportive presence in the lives of those around you. Remember, your life is a gift. Use it to create something beautiful, something meaningful, something that will leave a lasting legacy. As the poet Maya Angelou said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." So, go out there and make a difference. The world needs your light. 13. The role of spirituality or faith. Finding ground in the unseen. All right, folks, we've journeyed through a lot of territory in this podcast, exploring the ins and outs of building a meaningful and fulfilling life. We've talked about self-discovery, goal setting, overcoming obstacles, and nurturing relationships. But there's one more piece of the puzzle that we haven't touched on yet: the role of spirituality or faith. Now, I know this can be a sensitive topic. Not everyone believes in a higher power or subscribes to a particular religious tradition, and that's perfectly okay. But whether you call it spirituality, faith, or simply a sense of something bigger than yourself, there's no denying that this dimension can play a powerful role in our lives. Strength and support in the unseen. Life can be tough, and sometimes it feels like we're facing challenges that are bigger than us. That's where spirituality or faith can offer a source of strength and support. It can provide a sense of meaning, purpose, and connection to something beyond the material world. Think of it like a deep well that you can draw from in times of need. When you're feeling lost, confused, or overwhelmed, turning to your faith or spiritual practice can offer solace, guidance, and a renewed sense of hope. It's not about blind faith or escaping reality. It's about finding a source of strength and resilience that helps you navigate life's challenges with grace and courage. Different paths, shared values. Now, spirituality and faith can take many forms. For some, it's about organized religion and following a specific set of beliefs and practices. For others, it's a more personal and intuitive connection to the universe, nature, or a higher power. The important thing is to find what resonates with you, what speaks to your soul, and helps you feel more connected to something larger than yourself. Regardless of your specific beliefs, there are some common threads that run through many spiritual and religious traditions. Compassion and empathy. The golden rule, treating others as you would like to be treated, is a universal principle found in many faiths. Forgiveness and acceptance. Letting go of anger and resentment and embracing forgiveness can lead to inner peace and healing. Gratitude and appreciation. Recognizing the blessings in your life, both big and small, can cultivate a sense of joy and contentment. Service and contribution. Giving back to your community and making a positive impact on the world can bring a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Real-life examples. Let's look at a couple of examples of how spirituality or faith can play a role in people's lives. The cancer survivor who finds strength in prayer. Imagine someone facing a life-threatening illness. They might turn to prayer or meditation to find comfort, hope, and a sense of peace amidst the storm. The volunteer who finds purpose in service. Picture someone who dedicates their time to helping others, whether it's through a religious organization or a secular charity. They might find a deep sense of purpose and fulfillment in serving their community and making a difference in the world. The philosophical connection. The exploration of spirituality and faith has been a central theme in philosophy for millennia. From the ancient Greeks to modern-day thinkers, Philosophers have grappled with questions about the nature of existence, the meaning of life, and the possibility of something beyond the physical world. While there's no one-size-fits-all answer, many philosophers have recognized the importance of connecting with something larger than ourselves, whether it's through reason, contemplation, or religious practice. As the philosopher Immanuel Kant said, two things fill the mind with ever new and increasing admiration and awe, the more often and steadily we reflect upon them: the starry heavens above me and the moral law within me. Your turn. So what role does spirituality or faith play in your life? Does it provide you with strength, comfort, or a sense of purpose? If you're not sure, I encourage you to explore different spiritual or religious traditions, or simply spend some time in quiet contemplation, connecting with your inner self and the world around you. Remember, this is a personal journey. There's no right or wrong way to approach it. The important thing is to find what resonates with you and helps you live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. In conclusion, whether you're a devout believer or a spiritual seeker, there's no denying that connecting with something larger than yourself can be a powerful source of strength, support, and inspiration. By embracing spirituality or faith, you can tap into a deeper well of wisdom, compassion, and resilience. You can find meaning and purpose even in the face of adversity, and you can contribute to a world that's more compassionate, just, and fulfilling for all. Well, folks, we've covered a lot of ground today, exploring the many facets of crafting a life of meaning and purpose. From self-discovery to goal-setting, overcoming obstacles to nurturing relationships, and even finding strength in spirituality or faith, we've touched on some pretty deep and powerful stuff. Remember, this journey is ongoing. It's not about reaching some final destination, but about embracing the process of growth, learning, and transformation. It's about becoming the best version of yourself, day by day, step by step. So, as you go about your week, I encourage you to reflect on what we've discussed today. Think about your values, your vision, your goals. Think about the people in your life who support and inspire you. And most importantly, think about how you can make a positive impact on the world around you. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd be honored if you'd hit that like button and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the message of self-discovery and personal growth far and wide. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep shining your light.